Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're starting off with a rather unfortunate story from our own Melbourne. A local couple made headlines when their travel insurance claim was denied following a Bali vacation cut short due to a medical emergency. The couple was insured by Tokio Marine and Nichido Fire Insurance with what they thought was multi-trip coverage. To their dismay, it turned out to be a single-trip policy that ended with their previous trip to Europe. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's decision. The incident is a stark reminder for all of us to meticulously verify our travel insurance details before setting off. Heed the details, folks. Know before you go. Moving on to a brighter piece, MetLife Australia is making strides with their latest inclusive leave policies. The company has recently allowed leaves for menopause of up to 10 days, fertility issues up to 5 days, and gender affirmation for a duration of up to 4 weeks. Not stopping there, MetLife plans to increase paid parental leave to 16 weeks this year, with an eye on extending it further to 18 weeks in near future. The revised policies, shaped by insights from internal research and Diversity Council Australia surveys, underscore MetLife's commitment to addressing unique personal circumstances and enhancing employee welfare. Snaps to MetLife for leading the way in valuing employees' personal and professional growth. In another significant development, industry expert John Trowbridge has sparked a conversation around home insurance. In addressing the Australian federal government, Trowbridge proposed mandatory full replacement coverage as a solution to widespread underinsurance. His outspoken criticism targets the existing system where homeowners self-calculate and often underinsure their homes. According to Trowbridge, adopting full replacement policies wouldn't majorly impact premiums, but could assure homeowners of considerable security. As the Economics Committee deliberates, we look forward to seeing if such systemic changes will take shape. That wraps up our weekly summary. Remembering these stories can help both consumers and businesses navigate the waves of the insurance industry. We'll catch you next week on Financial Services Online for more updates and insights from the world of insurance. For comprehensive insurance services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.